Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 2. Week 10, the creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. Wednesday, related verses. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them. Ephesians 3:10. In order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Romans 5:18. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. Romans 6:19-22. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness and lawlessness unto lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness unto sanctification. 22. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end eternal life. Romans 8:10-23. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. 23. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the spirit, even we ourselves, groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. Related reading. In the creating of the new man, first, our natural man was crucified by Christ, and then, through the crossing out of the old man, Christ imparted the divine element into us, causing us to become a new entity, a new invention of God. The Jews and the Gentiles were separated to the uttermost by the separating ordinances, but both were created in Christ with the divine essence into one new entity, which is a corporate man, the church. The church is not only the church of God, the body of Christ, the fullness, the expression of the all-filling one, and the household or family, the house, the temple, and the dwelling place of God. It is also the one new man, which is corporate and universal, created of two peoples, the Jews and the Gentiles, and composed of all the believers, who, though they are many, are one new man in the universe. God created man as a collective entity, but the corporate man created by God was damaged through man's fall. Hence, there was the need for God to produce a new man. This was accomplished through Christ's abolishing in his flesh the ordinances, and through his creating of the new man in himself. The Greek word for masterpiece, poema, means something that has been written or composed as a poem. We, the Church, the masterpiece of God's work, are a poem expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design. The heavens, the earth, and man, created by God, are not God's masterpiece, but the Church, the body of Christ, the fullness of the one who fills all in all, the corporate and universal new man, is a masterpiece. We have been saved by grace to be God's masterpiece, that we may walk in the good works prepared beforehand by God. We, the Church, the masterpiece of God's work, are an absolutely new item in the universe, a new invention of God. We were created by God in Christ through regeneration to be His new creation. Christ became wisdom to us from God as three vital things in God's salvation. 1, righteousness for our past, by which we have been justified by God, that we might be reborn in our spirit to receive the divine life. 2, sanctification for our present, by which we are being sanctified in our soul, that is, transformed in our mind, emotion, and will with His divine life. And 3, redemption for our future, that is, the redemption of our body, by which we will be transfigured in our body with His divine life to have His glorious likeness. It is of God that we participate in such a complete and perfect salvation, which makes our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, organically one with Christ, and makes Christ everything to us. This is altogether of God, not of ourselves, that we may boast and glory in Him, not in ourselves. As revealed in Ephesians 3:8, the Church is produced from the unsearchable riches of Christ. When God's chosen people partake of and enjoy the riches of Christ, they are constituted with those riches to be the Church, through which God's multifarious wisdom is made known to the angelic rulers and authorities in the heavenlies. Hence, the Church is God's wise exhibition of all that Christ is.